Okay, let's get into Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Aleph, a new sefer that we have. It's continuing, really, Divrei Hayamim Aleph, the end of Divrei Hayamim Aleph. David HaMelech gives his last speech, and he appoints Shlomo HaMelech as the king, and we pick up with the story. Perek Aleph of Divrei Hayamim Beis is Shlomo HaMelech becoming king, and again, a repeat, as we had a lot of sefer Divrei Hayamim Aleph, was a repeat and a review of a number of stories in Sefer Shmuel. Here we have a repeat and a number of stories that are in Sefer Melachim. Beginning of Melachim, we know, is David HaMelech dies, and Shlomo HaMelech has strengthens from within his Malchus, and that's what happens at the beginning here of Divrei Hayamim Beis. Shlomo HaMelech at the beginning of his Malchus, again, a lot of details are left out. As we know, Divrei Hayamim has a different purpose, shorter review, a view from Jewish history, and Shlomo HaMelech gathers everybody to go to Givon in this parak. And he has his vision there. His vision, as we know, that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks him, ask me whatever you'd like, and I'll give it to you, as he asks in the beginning of Sefer Malachim. And Shlomo HaMelech says that you do so much for me, you do so much chesed, I just want chachma. I just want chachma. And Hashem says, because you didn't ask for osher and kavod, I'll give you everything, including chachma, and that's what happens. And the second half of the perek then goes into Shlomo HaMelech's wealth, goes into his horses and his money, as we know he had much of, and that is how the parak ends. So again, a lot of details not mentioned here that are mentioned back in Malachim. Let's compare a little bit. If you look back in Sefer Malachim, parak Gimel, which is the parallel of this parak. So that parak Gimel starts off with the beginning of Malachim Aleph, that Shlomo Melech marries the daughter of Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. So that's not mentioned here. But after that, it says, Vayav Shlomo Hashem Lalechas B'chukos David Aviv Vayelach HaMelech Givona. Therefore, there he also goes to Givon. There, it seems like he goes to Givon alone. It does not mention that he brings everyone else, like it says in our parak, as we'll see. But it says Melech goes to Givon, Ki hi habama gdola. That's where the bama is, as we'll talk about. And he gives 1,000 karbanos. Elef olos ya'ala Shlomo al mezbeach ahu. Gives 1,000 karbanos. And begivo nira Hashem al Shlomo v'chalam alayla. Hashem appears to Shlomo in a night vision. V'yomar lokim sha'al ma'etim lach. And he says, what could I give you? V'yomar Shlomo. And again, it's much longer there. The pronouncement of Shlomo. In our parak, it's much shorter. Right after that vision, though, interestingly, is the story of the two women that come to Shlomo. The Chachma is seen through a story. That story is not repeated in our Sefer, right? It just goes into the Osher, the Ashiris that he has. Interesting why that will be left out. But now let's get to our Perek, and maybe we'll see some more comparisons and contrasts as we continue. So we start off Sefer Divrei Hayamim Beis, Vayischazek Shlomo Ben David al Malchuso. So we know Shlomo is Ben David, but we need to mention that because this is connecting back to Divrei Hayamim Aleph. Vayischazek Shlomo. So Shlomo strengthens his hold on his Malchus. All of that might include the first two prakim of Sefer Malachim, which is when he gets rid of all of the potential threats that could have, you know, taken the Malchus, Adoniyahu and Shimi ben Gera and Yoav and the others that David gave instructions to. That's all included in this Vayischazek. Vashem alokav imo vayigadzleu lamala. Hashem was with him and brought him up. As we remember, according to many, according to Chazal, he was only 12 years old at the time. A lot of these heads, who remember David HaMelech, had gathered towards the end of his life, Shlomo gathers them again. The heads of the families. He goes to the Bama. They never base the Mikdash yet, so that's where the Mishkan was. To the Bama in Givon. Interestingly, let's just read the pasuk. Kisham haya Oel Moed Ha'alokim. That's where the Oel Moed was. That's where the Mishkan was. Asher Asa Moshe Ever Hashem Ba'Midbar. Then Moshe Ever Hashem had made in the Midbar. The Oel Moed, the Mishkan was there. Interestingly, the Aron wasn't there. David HaMelech had brought the Aron already to Yerushalayim and to near Ir David. And here, he did not move the Mishkan. Interesting why that is. They had a separation until ultimately the Mikdash was built. The Mishnah in Zvachim teaches us, if you remember, the different stages of history regarding Karbanos. Givon was one of the stops. Givon was one of the stops. The Mishnah in the 14th parak of Zvachim tells us, Parak Yudalad Halacha Mishnah Dalad, before the Mishkan was built in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you can give karbanos whatever you want. Hayu abamos mutaros viavoda bivachoros, and the firstborns were the ones that did the avoda. Mishahu kama Mishkan. Once the Mishkan was built and erected, neesru habamos. Bamos were neesar vaavoda bakoanim, and the kohanim did the avoda, and there are halachas about eating karbanos. Bola Gilgal, and they came into Eretz Yisrael. So the first stage was in the Midbar. Wherever a first stage was really pre-Mishkan, and you can do whatever you want. Then came the Midbar. Bola Gilgal. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they were in Gilgal for I think 14 years. Hutru Abamos. Then Bamos became Mutter again because it didn't have the halacha of a Bamos Bama Gadola. Kachin Mechalim Lefinim and Aklayim. You still have the Mishkan, but Bamos were Mutter. Bola Shiloh. Once they came to Shiloh for 369 years, Nasru Abamos. So we have pre-Mishkan. Then we have Mishkan in the Midbar. Then we have Gilgal. Then we have Shiloh. Right, Shiloh was somewhere in the middle between the Beis Hamikdash and the other Mishkans. Lo hayisham tikra el abayish alavanim ilmata, and it was stone on the side, curtain on the top. So it was like stone on the side. That's like Beis Hamikdash like. It had a curtain on the top. That was Mishkan like. V'hi aysa menucha. That's the next stage. After Shiloh was destroyed, we know ba'u beginning of Sefer Shmuel ba'u lenova givon. That they came after Shiloh was destroyed, the Aron, the Plishtim took the Aron, they came to the city of Nov, and they built the Mishkan, that it stood there for 13 years, and then they came to Givon, where it stood for a number of decades after that, I think 44 years, so there was 13 and 44, so 57 years altogether, in Nov and Givon. They have the same halacha. Bo Nov and Givon, Hutra, Bamos, Bamos were Mutra at this time, and then Bo Yerushalayim, which we're going to read about in our Sefer, Ne'esra, Abamos, Velohaya, Lohem, Od, Heter, V'yasa, Nachla. Right, and that was the end. So Givon is where the Mishkan was at this stage, and therefore Shlomo Melech goes there. He wants to give karbanos. And again, here it sounds like he took everybody with him. Kishamaya Oamoy. Aval Aron HaElokim, as we just said in Pasuk Dalet, Aval Aron HaElokim Elo David Mikiryas Ya'arim. But David HaMelech had already brought the Aron up. Remember, he started, and then he had to stop because of Peretz Uzzah. And then from Kiryas Ya'arim, Mehechin Lo David, Kinata Lo Ohel B'Yerushalayim. He had brought it there. Umizbach HaNachosh HaSarasa B'Tzala Ben Uri Ben Chorid, the Mizbeach, for all the karbanos, that was in the Mishkan, that was in Givon. Some lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Vayidrasheu Shlomo v'akahal, and Shlomo and the kol, everyone went there. Vayal Shlomo sham al mizbach hanachoshes lifnei Hashem. On the copper nachoshes asher lo amoed, vayal alav olos elef. 1,000 karbanos. 1,000 karbanos. The Radak says, olos elef lo b'pamachas. Not exact, one after another, elakodam shuvol Yerushalayim. Maybe all together, the Radak says. All together, before they came back to Yerushalayim. Ella, but it still says 1,000. The Gemara picks up on this Lashon. Where picks up on this Lashon? Remember the Gemara about the death of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, Shabbos Dav Lamed Amid Aleph. That's where David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could you please tell me how long I'm going to live? Could you please tell me when I'm going to die? That's what David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hodieni Hashem Ki Tzah Yumidas Yamai Maihi. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Eda Machad Al Ani. So we say that's David HaMelech asking Hashem. Amar Delfinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam. Hodieni Hashem Ki Tzah. Amar lo, let me know the future. Amar lo, Hashem says, Gzeira himi lefanai, shein modiyan kitzo shel basar adam. Sorry, I can't. Umidas yamai mahi, gzeira himi lefanai, shein modiyan midas yamav shel adam. I can't tell you the future, I can't tell you how long you're going to live. Ve'eda machadel ani. Tell me when? Amar lo, b'shabbos tamus. Just, you're going to die on a Shabbos. You have to put this together with the other chazal, that shvuas. But Shabbos tamus, almost echad b'shabbos, David says, let me die on Sunday. I don't want to die on Shabbos on Sunday. Why? Because then they could give proper asek in the hesped, and I won't be left as a dvar muksa. Amar lo, Hashem says, no, it's time for Shlomo. Kvar higia malchus Shlomo banecha v'bincha vein malchus nogas b'chaverta afilu kumle nima. As we just learned in these prakim, right? Shlomo Melech's malchus has to start at that second, and it can't be 1 second later. So he says, okay, erev Shabbos, I'll take off a day. Give 1 day of my malchus for Shlomo. Amos be'erev Shabbos. Amar lo, Hashem says, Ki tov yom b'chatzirecha me'elef. Better is 1 day in your chatzir than 1,000. What is that referring to? Tov lo yom echad, shata yoshev osig batora, me'elef olos, shasid Shlomo bincha lakriv lefanai, agav yam ezbeach. You're learning. You're sitting and learning Torah is better than 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo's going to bring. When? This 1,000, right? It's also mentioned at the beginning of Sefer Malachim, but it's 1,000 karbanos. So Hashem says, Karbanos are great, but tefillah and Torah is better. Is better, and that's what's alluded to here, the thousand karbanos. Balayla hahu, so that night in Givon, we continue in Pasuk Zayin. Nira Elokim l'shlomo, Hashem appears to Shlomo, v'yomer lo, sha'al ma'etin lach. Ask me, what can I give you? Your request. What type of vision was this? It says, Nira, he appears. This is, it seems to be a machlokas rishonim. The Zohar HaKadosh seems to say that it was a dream. It wasn't nevua. Ayidei Gavriel HaMalach, di'ihu, Lisata bedarga shesisa mi nevuah. Right, it's the sixth level of nevuah, and the Rambam Mar Nevuchim also in Perak Memhei says that Shlomo HaMelech did not reach the level of nevuah gemura, but to the level of ruach hakodesh. And this vision in Givon was more of a dream, levels of ruach hakodesh and not nevuah. But the Abarbanel in the beginning of Malachim there in Perak Gimel argues. Abarbanel says no. Shlomo sharsalav nevuah. Four times he had nevuah. V'kana malkam arishon meham. This is the first time. Begivo nira Hashem el Shlomo. Right? And that's why the Gemara Sota, Memches, ma neviim rishonim, Shmuel, v'David, u'Shlomo. And the 48 neviim. 48 neviim in Megillah Yudalit. Again, the 7 neviot are listed in the Gemara. The 48 neviim are not listed, but Rashi quotes from Seder Olam. Shmuel's on the list. Shmuel, God, Nasan, David, Shlomo, Ido. Shlomo's on the list. And the Abarbanel says that he thinks the Rambam is wrong here, and he thinks that Shlomo Melech had nevuah here, and it was a special moment, giving him the wherewithal to be able to have his malchus. So Shlomo Etin Lach. So he says, "What can I give you?" So Shlomo responds and says, "Ata asisa im David avi chesed gadol. You've done tremendous chesed with David, my father. V'im lachtani tachtav, and I have become the Melech in his stead." What's the chesed? I saw the Rina Skislak has the possibility that, why is it chesed? David was chosen. What's the chesed? Because David HaMelech did Averis. Remember, Chazal already picked up on this. David b'shtayim and Shol ba'achas. David did a couple of Averis, and yet he did not lose the Malchus. Shol HaMelech lost the Malchus for his Avera of not waiting for Shmuel, his Aveir for not wiping out Amalek when he was supposed to. But so Shaul lost the Malchus, and David didn't lose the Malchus. And the Rishonim, the Sefer Yikarim already asks, why is that? Why did David lose the Malchus? They both sinned. They both should either not lose the Malchus or lose the Malchus. So he explains, the Sefer Yikarim explains, we mentioned this in other Shiurim, that David's Aveiris were personal. They were personal Aveiris that he had to do tshuva on. But Shaul's Aveiris had to do with being the king. He had to do with not ruling over the people and letting people rule over him. And that's why he had to lose the Malchus for that. But still, according to this suggestion, Shlomo recognizes that it's still a gift. And it was a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he says that lashon here. Ata Hashem Elokim, yei amein devarachim David avi. Wow, Hashem, make true the words that you told David. Ki ata himlachtani al am rav kafaret. That I'll be the king on this very large nation. Maybe he's not just saying, Hashem, you promised, but he's saying, Hashem, I'm a little boy, and the nation is huge. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And David already gave him chizik, but Shlomo's saying, please, you got to help me out. Atah, so I ask for one thing, not Osher, not Kovid. Chachma umada tainli, chachma, wisdom. Ve'etzal lefnei ha'am hazeh va'avoa, and I'll be able to deal with the people. Ki mi yishpor es amcha hazeh agadol, because who else could do it? Who else could do it? The Tanchuma in Parshas Chukas, on Paraduma, right, about Chachma. So the Tarchuba gives a mashal. Amar b'yochna m'shimen yod tzadak. Mashal ha-melech shayelo ohev. The king had a very good, beloved companion. V'yamelech ohev v'yosem yidai. The king loved this person so much. Amar le, ha-melech shalom yimene kol mashatirtza. Ask me everything you want and I'll give it to you. V'haya oso ohev chacham gadol. And the ohev said, whatever I ask for, it's going to be a limited gift. If I ask for this, if I ask for that, Ela Hareini Shoel Davar Shekol Agdulos Tfelos La. I'll ask for something that everything else is tafel to it. Miyad Heishiv Amar LaMelech Chov Amartili Sheeshal Lefanecha Shoel Ani Mimcha Shetasieni Bitcha. I want to marry your daughter. And once he does that, then he's going to get all the brachas. Amar Le HaMelech Chayecha BeKachani Rotz. That's exactly what I wanted, says the king. Hari Biti B'Toch Beisecha Kach B'Shosh Amar Le Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeShlomo. When Hashem said to Shlomo, Shaal. It's in Chukas Ozvav. Ma etim lecha. He says to Shlomo, what can I give you? Shlomo says, if I ask for Kesev and Zav, then it's just limited. Elav harini shol davar shekol advarim tefilin lo. And he asked for Chachma. He didn't ask for Kesev and Zav, but he didn't ask for Malchus. Chachma. And that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu says everything is totally on Chachma, and that's why he was so happy with that request. Vayomer lekim l'shlomo pasuk yid aleph. Yana sharasi ha'isa zosim livavecha, because you asked for this. V'lo sha'alta osher nechasim v'kaved. You didn't ask for riches and honor. Ves nefesh son echa, or even your enemies in your hand. V'gam yamim rabim lo sha'alta, or you didn't ask for many days. Right? So who followed this in history? Later on, Rabbi Preda. Remember Rabbi Preda? Erevin, Nun Dalit or so, where Rabbi Preda taught the Talmud 400 times, then he taught him another 400 times, 800 times, and after he did that, a bas kol from Shemayim goes out and says, Rabbi Preda, you have a choice. Either you and your generation go to Olam Haba, or I double your lifespan. And what did he say? Everybody to Olam Haba. And the bas kol said, okay, you get both. But there too, he didn't ask for long life. You just wanted wisdom to judge the people properly. That I made you king over. Yep, you can have it. Your request is given. And I'll give you everything else too. That no other king had before you. No other king had before you. So Shlomo might be Chacham Mikol Adam. He wasn't the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Moshe, but he was Chacham Mikol Melech. Vayavo Shlomo Labama Sheh B'Givon Yerushalayim. So he comes to the Bama in Givon in Yerushalayim. The Mefarshim wonder how to read this pasuk. Isn't Givon in Yerushalayim? Is it a separate place? What does it mean, Givon Yerushalayim? He was already there. He wasn't Givon. Milefneo Al Moed. So unclear exactly what that pasuk is referring to. Vayimlach HaYisrael. And he became the Melech. Vayesov Shlomo, and again, now all of a sudden we go to the riches. We don't talk about the Chachma and the story that appears in Malachim with the women. That's not mentioned here. Vayeso Shlomo Rechav Aparashim, but now we describe his chariots. Vayilo Elef Arbamios Rechav, 1,400 chariots. Ushneimasar Elef Parishim, and 1,200 or 12,000 riders. Vayanichem Ba'aria Rechavim Amelach Yerushalayim. And he kept them. He had like chariot cities. Vayidimelach Kesev Ezavav Yerushalayim, and he put silver and gold. Ka'avanim, it was like stones and rocks. There was so much money in plentyville, it wasn't even valuable. There was so much money, so much plenty. The Vesa Razin, Masan Kishikman, Shabashila Larov, and these fancy cedar trees were also very, very plentiful. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amabez, notes, Rabbi Yitzchak Grami, they asked the question, Astira, Ksiv Ein Kesef, the Pasuk in Malachim says, it was worth nothing. It wasn't worth anything. And it says here it's worth kavanim, so it's a little more. Why in Malachim does it say it was like worth nothing, the money, and here it says avanim? Depends before or after he married Bas Paro. What changed? So the Marsha on that line says, as long as he didn't marry Bas Paro and he was osik and the focus was Chachmas HaTorah, then it was nothing. Kesef is of Ma'uma. But only after Aval Mishnas of Asparo Mi Eit Bechachma V'Riba B'Sudaso V'Tanugi Olamazeh, because there's a vacuum. Once he didn't, it wasn't focused, and only Machshav Torah in that way. Then it went down, and the other things went up. So the other things were worth a little bit. They were worth stone, if not nothing. So that's the already an allusion to the negative. Umotza Asusa Masher Shlomo Mi Mitzrayim, and all the horses. He brought many horses from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim had the best horses. Umikvei Socher Emelach, Mikvei Yechub Emechir. Very high prices he paid. Vaya'alu, Vayotziu Mi Mitzrayim. Merkava B'Sheish Meos Kesef, Asus B'Chamishim Omea, many chariots, many horses. V'chein L'chol Malchei Achit V'Malchei Aram B'Yodam Yotziu. David Amelch did much. V'yomarim, and the Gemara faults him on this. Right, the Gemara faults him. As we know, the Gemara, that same Gemara, Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph, faulted and said Shlomo had too many. Had too much. Remember, Shlomo Melech said, I see the reason in the Torah, so that my heart is not turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could do it, and my heart won't be turned away. And we know that he made a mistake there. Made a mistake, and that's why we're not supposed to darshan the reasons that are given in the Torah. Right? That's the sugya of darshin in time of Dekra, or not, but that's, the Gemara says that he was marbe. Interesting, Medrash, Rav Sarutskin in the Aznayim LaTorah, talks about the Medrash that says that the Yud of Lo Yarbe went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amet Shlomo HaMelech v'hechem ha'gzirasa al shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani arbe v'libi lo asir. I'm not going to, my heart's not going to be turned away. Also, Yud sheba yarbe v'nishtatech l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo kach amarta ein os betelem min ha'olam, min ha'torah la'olam, hari Shlomo omeinu mevatel osi. Shlomo is being mevatel me. Right, so B'kasha, they asked the Zayim LaTorah, Hari Kamagdolam B'Yisrael Avra Mitzvah Hashem. Many people did have Averis. Why Dafke here by Shlomo? The letters didn't go and warrant B'Katrig. So the Zayim LaTorah says no, because even if somebody does an Avera, somebody else is not doing the Avera. Even if somebody's not doing a mitzvah, somebody else is doing the mitzvah. So generally, the mitzvah or the Avera continue to exist. But this mitzvah of Lo Yarbe is only by the king. So if he doesn't do it, then it disappears. Shekolz Machi Ish Yehudi Echad Ba'olam HaMekayim Mitzvah Zu Sha'agodol V'Herba B'Yisrael Imo Harbe Yisrael Imo Mezalzalim Hare Ina Mitzvah B'Telam Yisrael Avo Mitzvah Zlo Yarbe Sh'Rak HaMelech Mitzvah V'Aleha V'Mum V'Allah Hare U'B'Telah Chatzvah Yisrael Gamrei. So that's where the Yud goes. That's where the Yud goes. Amazing. That's where the Yud goes, and we know that he was faulted for this, for focusing on the reason and being Marba. And Dafka for Mitzrayim, right? What does the Torah say in Shoftim? Don't get too many horses because it's going to lead you back to Mitzrayim. That's where Dafka, Shlomo HaMelech, married Bas Paro and he got the horses from Mitzrayim. So maybe that's an emphasis in here in Divrei HaYamim and Beis because we're trying to give us messages for history. You know, to maybe make sure we focus on what's appropriate and not try to outsmart the Torah, so to speak, as was done. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll continue next time with the beginnings of Shlomo HaMelech continues.